It is recording.
Rabbi Issa, before we begin, how was your week with Sukkot and Zimran?
All right.
For me, it was very different.
It was entirely different. From what I was saying, it made a nice impression on me, you know? Just starting a bit earlier, no?
A little bit longer, yeah.
No, it's ideal. You spend a bit more time,
yeah,
and you're thinking about the words, you're expressing them with coherently, and it makes a big difference.
It's a mitzvah. It's also good, yeah. Like, as every three words.
Yes. I find it very, very useful indeed. I was a tremendous impact. You told me as well about your words.
Yeah, no, I found it. I wouldn't say it's so much more the time or getting earlier. I should always get there earlier, but I think it was just more focusing on certain words and that I usually just skip over and hang on a second.
Yeah.
These words mean something. Yeah. And even if that slows you down for a few seconds.
But yeah, no, that's, I find, I mean, by me, just the whole week it's been different simply because I've been alert to what I said, that I have to start earlier. So I try to start, usually because it takes 15 minutes, so I try to start at least 15, 20 minutes beforehand, a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And that extra time, I found, made a tremendous difference to me.
Yeah.
Just slower, thinking about the words and the passages. Also, you know.
Sorry? I found that too, that in the past week or so I've gotten there earlier.
Yes, I'm delighted. Yeah, I'm delighted. Baruch Hashem. It causes you to think about the words more. You know, I have that feeling of something. If a person is ma'arich in tefillah, the Gemara says, you get kohev elev, you get heartache. If you take such a long time, please answer me. But if you go too quickly, you breeze through it. I think it's something called hamtona. Hamtona means delay. Enough delay to say the words with meaning, not necessarily longer, but delay. Like you come to the posuk of v'hu achum. Just delay a minute. You know, what am I saying here? Delay. And you have to think of certain, your own payership on the words as well, which is very important as well. If you have a certain highlight yourself for certain words, and you say the word and it comes back to you, it's like an icon on a computer, you press the icon and those thoughts come back to you. That's the ideal way to davening. The ideal way is you have in your mind certain thoughts and certain phrases, and that wakens you to certain things as well.
I had a certain nace that happened to me, and I spoke to Rob Kornfeld, and I said, what can I do to improve in some way? And one of the suggestions he said was, take something you're already doing, but make it better. Mm. He said a lot of people make the mistake of adding things. Now I'm going to say this extra. Take something you're already doing. So he picked a certain few words from Moedim in Shemoneh Esrei, and he says, say that part more kavana every time.
Mm.
And so what I did is I highlighted that in every tefillah. Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, Shabbos, Musaf, Shchodesh, so that it reminded me every time I got to back to that point. That's being.
There's a beautiful maimer. It's a beautiful maimer. He talks about chizuk is not something new. Chizuk is something which you're already doing, but doing it better.
Mm.
The type of chizuk means you're doing something like this, so making it more meaningful. That's what chizuk is.
Mm.
Chizuk means show me. I think the words are show me sakinyan in what you have already, to make sure you're going to say Ashi Yotza. You're going to say Ashi Yotza a bit carefully. You know? You're going to say Bicha someone, so say a bit. What you do already, but do it better.
Mm.
Let's go over this. I'd like to go over again the beginning of Perik Hay again. I want to highlight for you the paragraphs again. Go back to page Lamed Aleph, Perik Hay. I want to highlight each paragraph, and then we'll move on. The first paragraph is saying that there's no one else who can fulfill that Dorash Rav Sinoi. That paragraph is telling you that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can be Mamale Yor Insoinus. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Goyzo, Mekayim. There's no one else who can do that. There's no one else who can satisfy your requirements and your needs except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second paragraph, Behine Baboike Pesuke de Zimwa, he talks about moving from the Olam HaSiyah to Olam HaYetzirah. Olam HaAsiyah is a world of action, Birchas HaShachar, Korbanos. And Olam HaYetzirah is formation, one thing from another thing. That's what that paragraph is talking about, the Yetzirah. Yetzirah means going on to formation, and then after you come to Olam HaBriyah, that's that paragraph. The next paragraph, on the next page, Lamed Hay, is talking about the Ahava, which should be able to come out of Psukhi de Zimra. Ki Mataras Zimra's Elum, to awaken a certain Ahava inside you. Look at about the seventh line down, V'oz Yikones Bilimboi.
But Oz,
you have that. But Oz, you can't believe it. Moira Shamay Moed. It awakens to you an alertness about the Kodesh Baruch every day. Yosef, Yosef. Lo deni. And by saying these words with more devotion and more caring, you become more attached and humble in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once you say Pesukim Zimra carefully and slowly, you become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are expressing your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you appreciate how much the Bria is, everything there is in creation. That's what you're expressing, the Ava. All this section, Rabbi, says all from that Ava, the connection and the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does. The next paragraph is telling us, don't daven at home, daven in a shul. Look at about the four lines down. In shul, you daven slower. You don't chap. In shul, when you daven at home, you'll chap, you'll go too fast. If you daven in shul slowly, then when you daven in shul, say the word slowly, you will be overwhelmed with the Abba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nokel lahem achar kach lechab, and then it becomes much easier for you to daven with kavana. Say in a shul, you're going to go slower. You're going to say it with more hamtona, with more delay.
A lot of people think the opposite. It's not true. Yeah. Like they think if you're daven at home, you're going to have more kavana.
No, it's
not true.
The shul is in the mokum. A shul is the center of the shechina in a community.
Right.
From there fans out all the kedusha in the community. The shul gives out. That's the momentum of having a Beis HaKnesses in the shul. It's the center of activity of the shechina. From there it moves out. That's where out of the shul.
Gamliel, Rabinowitz said on last week's parasha when it talks about like don't go back to Mitzrayim, don't go back to the ways of Canaan. He says because a place, a makom leaves a roishim for good or for bad.
Yes.
So you could say a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis Midrash, where there's lots of Torah, leaves a certain roishim.
Bavadai. No question. Next paragraph, turn over the page, Lamed Vav. He bought a beautiful Moshe. I think this must be the Moshe Aaron Stern. Look at this, I'll read it out. Dome Dova La Odam. If a person takes care over Pesukei Zimra, La Mafil La Harab Hagon, a person who climbs a very high mountain. Shalacha Shetiagea, however, after you worked so hard to climb the mountain, La Hagia La Mala, on top of the mountain, you can now walk slowly and be peacefully. Once you climb the mountain, now you're there, so then you can relax on the top. Person who works hard at Pesukei Dezimra says the word carefully. When it comes to tefillah, which is Shemane Esrei, it's much easier to daven because you prepare the launch. You climb the mountain. Pesukei Dezimra is climbing the mountain, and once you're there, then you can say your tefillah comes out easier. And that's what the next paragraph is saying as well. Look at the next paragraph, second line. Ula Oda Marchele, a person prepares his heart. Shemane Esrei is meaning, if you prepare your heart in Pesukei Dezimra, where you work is Pesukei Dezimra. If you prepare the heart in Pesukei Dezimra, and then you go on to Shemani Esrei, and you're able to daven properly with Kavana. Beautiful point. You should know, Rabbi said, the Gemara talks about Pesukei Dezimra in the morning is being Halel Shel Kol Yoyim. So Halel, just like Halel has a bracha before and a bracha at the end, so Pesukei Dezimra has Baruch She'ama and Yishtabach at the end, a bracha at the beginning and the end. Now we have a new section about Pesukei Dezimra. The first is about the Av and the Ira. The second is a very important section which you might not be aware of. Look what he says here. Hachrosas Hamakatugin, cutting away those prosecuting against you, meaning there are certain enemies that you have in Shamayim. The Inyan Noisaf Yesh Dami of Pesukei Dezimra. There's something extra about Pesukei Dezimra. Behu Hachrosas Hamakatugim Hamakvim Esetvilas Milamalas. You have certain prosecuting angels and certain kitrug, which is against you, who damage and hinder your prayer. Inyan Zer Nasa Ali De Amir by Pesukei Dezimra Bekavana. From Hoidu begins a time when you cut away those aveyos that you've done or things which are against you. And the person has those orders. Look what he says here. It's a very powerful next passage. It's written in many places. It's by someone called the Biosip Gikitalia. It's a very famous Makubo, this person. The Kadmon is a Kadmon.
What's a Kadmon?
A Kadmon is after the time of the Gaonim. The Moshul is of a person who wants to go and ask the king a request. You have to know if on the way there's a certain blockage or there's a certain hindrance. There's a danger on the way. You want to go to the king, but you have to know, how do I get to the room? How do I get to the king? There's danger on the way. There are certain blockages. You don't know how many gates you have to pass until you get to the king's room. Maybe you have an enemy there. She actually will take revenge against you. You don't know what's going to happen on your way to the king. And the kingdom of the land is the same as the kingdom in Shamayim. If Mimela by Malchus, by Boss of Adom, you have to be careful. Maybe someone is blocking your way or someone is accusing against you. You have to be aware, Rabbi Sain. Be aware that there could be certain sainim or kitvugim against you. In order for you to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't know. Maybe there's certain blockage. A person must realize, look at this passage. From where you are till Shamayim, there is nothing, no empty space whatsoever. Ela hakol male gududim bahamoinim mehem tohoyim bale chesed brachamim. From where you are until Shemayim, the kisei hakavod, there are many, many bale chesed. V'yesh lamata mehem kama buyos tameos mazikim hamakatrigim. There can be agents against you. You don't know. All this is hidden from us, Rabbi Sam. But he's telling us, we should know in Kabbalah that there's many, many agents which are surrounding you. V'kulam oimdim mupoichim avir, and they're all floating around in the air. Hopefully your prayer will pass through all these areas of accusation against you and reach the Kisei HaKavod. If he has the chus, his prayer will get through, but if not, he won't. You're trying so hard to have with Kavana, but maybe there are agents. Maybe you spoke Lashon Hara, maybe people are against you, maybe you have Sainim. Look at this. Tikein David HaMelech Alav Hashalom has Zemiris. Zemiris is a lashon of zemer, to cut away. To allow the tefillah to go through. Psukei Zimmer means forging a path through all these potential agents of Habala against you. If a person says these words in order, as I mistalkim, they go away, they leave you, you're able to find your way through all these agents who maybe are harming you. A person can daven and daven so long for something, he doesn't realize there's a certain kitwag against him, he doesn't realize there's people, there's malachim against him, maybe loshon ho, I don't know what it is, or anger, or soinim, you don't know what's going on around you. But these forces are damaging your prayer. Especially Lashon Hara, they say. Lashon Hara is like, you say bad things, so then you're going to start damning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's agents against you. Mezame means to slice through. You have to have kavanah, especially psuki dezimra, so that your prayer won't be hindered, and your question should get through. That's what you have to be careful of. Be aware and alert. It could be that you need help in order to get it through. Now you suddenly realize the importance of Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra is the effort and the work you put in to forge your way through to the Kisei HaKavod. How damage could be caused to your tefillah. And the tefillah doesn't get accepted. I'd like to read out to you again, baseline. You know, in Kuf Yud Tes, it goes through the Aleph Beis.
Right.
Zion is very much on this theme. Zion in Kuf Yud Tes. Listen to these words of Zion in Kuf Yud Tes. David HaMelech experienced this all the time. Remember things about your servant. how much I hoped in you. This is my comfort in my poverty. Your words gave me life. They were accusing people who were against me or prosecuting against me. I have enemies. But I never ever left your Torah. So I remembered your mishpatim forever. That's not him, and it is comforted. Next pasuk. Zalafar chasasni. I became overcome with terror. Meushoim oizvei Torah secha. From Meushoim who leave your Torah. Zemirois hayuli chukecha. My songs to you were my mishpat. From where I am. In other words, the zemiros which I sang to you found their way. That's what it means. Zemiros hayuli chukecha kebeisim. Zachati b'alayla mishimcha Hashem v'eshmo Torah secha. Zos hayuzali kipi k'derem atzor. What the Zemiras means, like the songs which David HaMelech sang, managed to force his way through all these agents who were against him. Right? That's what Sukkot is. It's all David HaMelech came up, all David HaMelech. These are the Zemiras which were based on God. Wherever I was, I sang songs to you, and that made my passage towards you. I reached you through my songs, which I said. And that's what Pesukei Zimra is. Pesukei Zimra is this. You're forging your way through agents, people who might be talking against you, enemies, or kitul gim. Everybody has these sorts of lo aleinu chas v'shalom. And therefore, that's the kriyach of Pesukei Zimra. That makes it easier to get through to the Kisei HaKavod. So really, Rabbi, so what you're saying here, the first section of Pesukei Zimra is about Ahava and Yira, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch. Now he's talking about the ability to remove accusing agents against you, which is also Pesukei Zimra. Second point. Look at the next paragraph. We really must join these two points together. The first section, tells you about the Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Pesukei Zimra means. And because of that, you're able to annul and dispel those agents who are against you. We have both. We have the Ahava and also the Zmiras, which cut their way through. It's a beautiful section here. You find it very often in the words in Derech Hashem as well. Very often you find these words. There's an awe which comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. That awe is very powerful. The awe of Purim is very great. The awe of Yom Yonaroim is very great. There's an awe which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on the world. The world becomes enlightened at certain times. Leil HaSeda is a time of tremendous awe, tremendous Kedusha, enlightenment. B'zeh L'shoyna, Pesukei Zimra, Pesukei Zimra reveals the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesukei Zimra has the koyach to enlighten us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes into the world. Think of it. The prayers that we say, we say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you praise him, you're talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. You're praising him. If you praise him, he chooses what you said. You said certain words towards him, and by praising him, he comes into the world. You're introducing him into the world. The awe comes out through the words which you say. Because we praise him, because you're saying this praise, you are revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's what you're saying. Same thing you're being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He is. You're revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By revealing him in the world, you're bringing him closer into the world. You're bringing him down. The whole Sefer, which is really all about Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, is Shechina Batachtonim. You're bringing the Shechina down into the world where you are. That's the Kayach of Tefillah. Tefillah brings it down into the world where you are. The same Pesukei Zimra, you're introducing Hashem into the world. You're bringing awe of HaKadosh Baruch into the world. There are times in the world where it's very, very powerful. This Shabbos, example. Kedusha Shabbos is very great. As I said, Yom Yonaroim, Derech Hashem talks about it as well. The awe of Yom Kippur, the awe of tremendous enlightenment. But when you say Pesukei Zimra, you're enlightening the world with the knowledge and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Onu megalim o panav yisvarach. Dahainu shehu meyer lanu panim. That he enlightens our lives. V'inyin gilu o panav yisvarach. Mubwa bekama mekoyim es Derech Hashem. Here we are. In many places in Derech Hashem, he talks about this awe, which is available, which comes into the world. Shekol ha'toy bibriya toli beha'ores panav shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu libuayim. The whole welfare of the world all depends on the revelation of the Or HaKadosh Baruch to his creatures. No? Makes sense, no? If you recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, then you're bringing the awe into the world. Just this afternoon, my boys, I was at the dentist, and I was lying back in the chair, and on above me was a camera of beautiful scenes of nature. Magnificent. You know, they have these little bits, he's drilling away, whatever he's doing. I was lying there back, was cleaning my teeth. And magnificent scenes, actually beautiful scenes, you know, some of these, you know, these natural scenes, beautiful scenes. So when he stopped, I turned around to him and said, what's the difference between us and them? I said to the dentist, 10 minutes further. By them, they say, what a beautiful world it is, what a wonderful world it is. They're beautiful, they admire it, they're beautiful. By us, who is behind it all? Well, what does he want from me? We go much deeper than them. But what they do is they say, yeah, beautiful, what a wonderful world. You heard that song, Louis Armstrong, do you remember? I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong.
See trees of green and beautiful, they're all saying, and I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah, they say that, what a wonderful world, but they don't go further. They don't go any further. We go much further. We go further. We say, yeah, but who is behind it? So then they are beautiful to see.
I need a referral to a good dentist. Who was it?
Sorry?
I need a referral to a good dentist. Who was it?
Finer. By Kreitman, Dr. Kreitman. I don't know. But beautiful scenes. I said, yeah, they are beautiful scenes, but Hashem, we go, who created the beautiful scenes? It was like New Hampshire, the fall, and the beautiful scenes, Hashem, beautiful. Go further with it. That's what we're doing. And therefore, when you turn around and say, Pesukim Dizimah, you recognize that Hashem is behind it all. Right? And what does he want from me? That was Avraham Avinu. No? Avraham Avinu saw the world, and he didn't just admire the world. He said, where's the Balabia? Where's the owner of it? Where's the director? I see direction. There must be a director. There must be somebody behind it all. That was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. And what does he want from me? That was the greatness of it. And that's what Pesukim is doing, that. If you're saying the greatness of it, look at some of the words of Pesukim Dizimah, some beautiful passages. Kuf Mem Ches by me is like the highlight of it all. Kuf Mem Ches is a beauty. I think it's the fourth Hallelujah or something like this. Hallelujah Shemesh V'Yareach. Hallelujah Kol Kekoch V'Or. Hallelujah Shemei HaShemayim. V'Amayim HaShem Me'al HaShemayim. Say this slowly. Yehalu Hashem Hashem Ki Hu Tzivah V'Nivro. He told all the planets to stay where they are. They'll stay in their place and they'll never move. All the animals in the depths of the sea. Eish, fire, void, hail, sheleg, the kitor, snow and smoke, ruach, sa'ora, a storm, oisedavar, hehorim, v'chalagvor, it's beautiful. The mountains and all the peaks. Eitz, feri, v'chalarozim, fruit on the tree and all the cedars. Hachaya, v'chol, behema, all the animals. We say this slowly, Rabbi. Remes v'tzipa, animals and birds come up. Malchi eretz v'chol u'umim, sorim v'chol shoyk de'oretz, v'achurim v'gan basulais, z'keinim im na'orim, yahalu Hashem Hashem ki niskav shomoy levado. Hoy da'aretz v'shomoy, v'ayorim ken v'amot v'achol. He makes Am Koeva. We are the Am Koeva. Why are we Am Koeva? Because we recognize all this. They just say it all and they say how beautiful it is, but they don't go further than that. Do you ever see any of the nature movies of David Attenborough?
Sure.
Those are those things. I used to enjoy them so much until I heard him speak about Hashem. Oh, yeah. It was terrible. I was so disappointed.
Dismissed the idea of Hashem.
You can't look at it anymore because it's all nature, beauty of nature.
Most scientists are like that.
Sorry?
Most scientists are like that.
Yeah, just not more than that. It's evolution. I think he even made a complaint. They asked him about, do you ever think about who created it all? And he answered and said that, yeah, but how come he left all the people starving in India? That was his thing. This is time against the creative. There is one. He said, no volume. Beautiful scenes, but all they do is admire it. They say, well, beautiful, but they don't take it further. They don't take it far enough. We do. Am Koreva, Hallelujah. Am Koreva. Let's go on.
He actually said there is enough food in the world. It's just the dictators that stop the food getting to the people that need it.
Yes, the logistics of it. There's enough logistics.
Let's carry on. But that's what Pesukim Dizimah brings him into the world. That's the greatness of it. And that awe creates benevolence in the world, because you're bringing Hashem into his world. Fourth line down. The whole world, for its goodness, depends on the benevolence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you recognize and thank him, therefore he shines his face on us. Why does he? Because you recognize him. He's there. You're bringing him into the world. You're introducing to him. And that in itself creates the benevolence. That's the kindness. It comes out because of that. And all the welfare and the brocha and the blessing, everything grows. Why? Because you he's there. He's there. I recognized him. He brought him into the world. That's what you did. Imagine what it does to your life as well now if you do that in the morning. That's an accomplishment. If you can say that in the morning, you go through your day. The day began by bringing in the Creator into the world. That's Pesukidizim. The Koichos Hara Yehiyu Nichvofim, and all the angels of damaging angels will be dispelled. And they won't damage you. Why? What an avoid it is, no? By the fact that we declare clearly that He is one, the Einod Milvado, Anu Shoylelim Negamwes Koichos Atuma, we immediately negate all the agents of Atuma. Alideza Anu Machlishim BeEmes Koyach Shalahem. We dismiss their power; they don't have any power in him. Such a powerful thing, Pesukidizim. If you don't acknowledge his kingdom, in that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I hide my face. So you don't want me there, I won't be there. But Eilam Megale Koyach Mem Shalter, and I will not reveal my Koyach. You see, that's a natural point, because you negate him, he's not there. If he's not there, therefore that's what the outcome is. All the benefit in the world, the benevolence of the world, disappears. Because you dismissed him. Once you dismissed him, he's not there, so they let them take over. That's what the meaning of who chooses the songs of praise. Meaning, as you say the words, he selects them and uses them and brings He'orah into your life and into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be benevolent to the people. It all depends. It starts with us. We acknowledge him, and because of that, he acknowledges us. Therefore, he chooses the songs that we say that. The cycle begins from here. We begin the cycle. We send up Ruchnius, and he sends Gashmius. It's a cycle. From what we do, we acknowledge him, and therefore he sends the Gashmis because of our acknowledgement. That's what a bracha is. A bracha is a cycle.
We activate from down here, and then goes back down.
Yeah. That's the true cycle of prosperity. Prosperity in money and prosperity in welfare and goodness. What we say a bracha, so the bracha shines up, and then he sends down. That's what he sends down. That's what we say on a... on the Tanis, on the Haftorah. I've read it before once. The Haftorah of the Tanis, Yeshaya, Perik Nun, I think it is. Let me read it out to you.
You have said that when the creation, when the world was created, it was waiting for the bracha for the
right. Right, exactly. That's exactly the point.
To come out.
To come out. He had to say, and then the rain came. And then the rain came. Mm-hmm. Exactly what he did. Exactly. Listen to this. You cannot work out the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So are your words, far different. I don't understand. But this you can, yes, understand. When the rain and the snow fall, but they don't go back. But the rain and the snow cause prosperity. Ask Reb Chaim Balozhin. Whoever thought the rain and the snow do go back? Of course it doesn't go back. Whoever thought the rain and the snow do go back? The answer is the rain and the snow don't go back, but your bracha does go back. That doesn't go back. The rain and the snow don't go back, but you send, and he sends back. The rain and the snow don't go back, but when you send, that you can, yes, understand. You can understand the cycle of prosperity. Why? Because when you send, he'll react to it. He acknowledges it. It all comes from us. When we start it, then he takes it further. That's the koyach behind it. Okay. You finished the paragraph?
Yes.
And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, we are joined together two themes here. By recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Ahava, which is the first part of the section which he mentioned, you acknowledge him, and we negate the koyach of those kitugim, then all the koyachos hara are disturbed, they're silenced, and they won't damage the world. But the Zois Pul are saying about Mir's Pesuk, and that, Rabbi Yisai, is our intention when you say Pesuk Yizimah carefully with Kavanah. You say it carefully with Kavanah, that is what you will do. You express the Ahava, and you dispel the Koichos Hara. Sha'alidei His Oirus Ha'Yira Ha'Ahava, which is the first section,
Then his kingdom becomes known in the world. All the agents of evil, which might do harm to you, they have no power to damage your prayer. Your prayer goes up because you recognize that that's the Hellas Ponim which he was talking about. That's why they say Shari O Rishis Chokma Shelahachwasas Hamakridim Tsoch Aminas Psukidizim with Kavona. In order to dispel all the Kochas of Ra, you must say Psukidizim with Kavona. When you do that, then you have the Kochas of the Tefillah being heard. Mm-hmm. I'd like to share with you, Rabbi Isai, some Psukim, which maybe you'll appreciate very much. Three times a day we say Ashrei.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful Maima, the Altar from Kelm. In Chokma Umusa, explains, is there a Chumash anywhere?
Yes.
Thank you. The Alter says, this is a beautiful expression. You'll gain so much from this if you can apply it in your own davening as well. In Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef is in front of Eishes Potiphar, he said as follows. He stood in front of the lady and he said to her as follows, there's no way I can go ahead with this. Why not? He says as follows. This is what the Alter says. I refuse. It's a shalsheles. No way will I do this. You know why I won't do this? Number one, your husband has no idea what goes on in his house. He has given me the keys of every single cupboard. I have every checkbook of your husband, everything. There's no one in his house as great as me. You are his wife, but that's the only thing which is held back from me. I have complete control in your house. Says the Alter from Kelm, what is this? This is an expression of emotion, of lev, hakoras hatoev. I recognize all that your husband has done for me, and therefore I cannot do this act. Number two. How can I possibly do this bad thing? Out of the recognition of good comes the yashus. This is not right for me to do this with you. Number two. Number three, v'chotos yel Elokim, and I will sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chotos yel Elokim. Says the Alter, in Yosef's rebuttal, there were three things. Number one, the recognition of all the good that he had done for me, which really wasn't much. Really, Yosef did much more for Potiphar than Potiphar did for him. But he said it to her, listen, your husband has given me such responsibility, I feel I owe him a debt of gratitude. So it's not correct. I emotionally feel indebted to him, number one. That brought about Yashrus, I can't do it. And thirdly, v'chotos yel Elokim. Now, Rabbi Isaac, I would like to suggest, what did Yosef do here? Yosef was Mekabel Omar Shamayim here. He was Mekabel Omar Shamayim. When he said no, what was he saying? He said, of all the good that's been done to me, it's not correct, and therefore you are Shamayim. That is Kabbalah's Omar Shamayim. When you say in the morning, Ashrei, think of it like this. It can help you tremendously if you think of this tomorrow morning. When you come to Ashrei, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim Memshaltecha B'chol Dor V'Dor. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every generation. What does he do? He supports all those who have fallen. The Zekeh Tochad Kufim. He helps all those bent over. I recognize all the good that he's done. That's the emotional expression of, look, you support everybody. Every single person is supported. He helps everybody, even those people have fallen, and you give a handout to every single person. Number two, Tzadik Hashem b'chol duach b'chosi b'chol mazah. That's Yashrus. He's right in what he is done, b'chosi b'chol mazah. What is that? That is an expression of, he's correct. That's what Yosef said, Eich esa o'ah g'dol azayis. He's right in everything he did. It's correct. It's right what Hashem. Because he bestows so much greatness on us, so much kindness on us, my acknowledgement leads me to think straight. What's the straightness? Hashem is right with everyone. That is Yashrus. And now you have three expressions of Yashamayim. He's close to anybody who calls him. That's the lowest level. You call him, you squeal, he answers you. Now you're Yore. He'll listen to the prayer of a Yore. That's a higher level. Shem Hashem is Goel Havas, even greater Yerushamayim. Havas Hashem. Three levels of Havas Hashem of Yerushamayim. The first one is Korev. You call him because you know he's the one to call. Second one is a yoreh, the tzon yoreh of Yahzeh. And the third one is oyhav, the oyhav Hashem. Levels of Yerushalayim, different levels of Yerushalayim. It all comes from Malchus HaMalchus Kolamim. So I'm suggesting as follows. The rebuttal of Yosef in front of Eishes Potiphar had three things in it. The theme of appreciation, Yashus, and Yerushalayim. When you say Malchus HaMalchus Kolamim, the first thing is appreciation. You provide for everybody. Tzadik Hashem b'chol dorchav is the Yashus. He's correct in everything that he did. And then three levels of Yerushalayim. Korev, you call him. Yorei, you return your Yaseh, and Shem Hashem is Ayhav Hashem. Those are different levels. That, I think, is the inside this rebuttal of Yosef, is this theme of what Yosef went through. I don't know what Dolly took it from here, but the theme of appreciation, Yashus, and Yerushalayim, three levels of Yerushalayim. That's what Yosef is really saying here. So if you think of that in your davening, I think it has all the points which we're saying here. The Avas Hashem comes out of appreciation. You know, the Pesukei Dezimra shows the Ava, love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik Hashem b'chol dorach b'chol zeh chomaz, those are the kitvugim which can damage your prayer. But you arrive at a situation of either a caller, a yore, or an oyhev Hashem. And from there you move on, you end up as a kush. That's what I don't want to bring to you from Pesukei Dezimra, Mitzvah Hashem. Atzvacha tomorrow in the morning in the davening, Pesukei Dezimra, Mitzvah Hashem. Next week we'll start Pesukei Dezimra, Mitzvah Hashem. You're welcome.